WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 73 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. It's been 3.5 years since the College Station City Council sold the land where Chimney Hill Shopping Center stood at University in Taro. Mayor Carl Mooney was asked on WTAW's The Infomaniacs about an item on tonight's council agenda about possible economic development incentives for the property.
Right now we're taking a look at the changes and development. There's a few pieces that are still need to be worked out. But I think we're going to start to see some dirt being moved around there probably in the fall.
Mooney says the initial redevelopment plan for a boutique hotel fell through.
Just within almost a stone's throw of that site, you've got a new Embassy Suites that's currently under construction. You've got the Calvary Court that has already opened in the Century Square area. And right immediately next to Calvary Court, you've got the George, which is about to open.
It's been 9 years since the council wanted to develop the land into a convention center. 5 years after that decision, a different council chose to sell the property. Over the next 2 months, the city of College Station is replacing nearly 5,000 residential water meters to better monitor water usage, plan for future needs, and support water conservation. This week is Drinking Water Week, and College Station's Water Resource Coordinator, Jennifer Nations, says its purpose is to help people better understand tap water and drinking water utilities.
When we water our lawns, when we fight fires, when we flush toilets, that's all drinking water also. It's drinking water does many things for us.
Nation says the number one way to conserve water is to leave your sprinkler system off unless the landscape actually needs it. More information on the new water meters project is online at blog.cstx.gov. A Bryan man who admitted this week to his involvement in a fatal drunk driving crash nearly 3 years ago has been sentenced to 10 years in prison.
According to online jail records, 24-year-old Eric Sanchez Zepeda is also being held for federal immigration officials. Zepeda entered an agreement with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office where he pleaded guilty to manslaughter and the death of a passenger in his car, Herman Rodarte. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, Zepeda's blood alcohol level is almost three times the legal limit at .229. Another passenger in Zepeda's car, 25-year-old Anna Zaniga of Bryan, is also charged with manslaughter. She's accused of reckless conduct by consuming alcohol, then sitting in Zepeda's lap and steering the car, which went off Sandy Point Road and went through a steel pipe fence. According to online court records, Zaniga is scheduled for a jury trial later this month. Another plea agreement with the DA's office sends a Bryan man to prison for 8 years for evading arrest in a vehicle. 24-year-old Cornell Bailey was arrested in August 2015 for fleeing from a Bryan policeman and possession of a controlled substance. According to the Department of Public Safety, Bailey was one of 11 men who were arrested a year and a half ago following an undercover investigation of a gang involved in the distribution of crack cocaine, theft, robbery, and murder. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Two residential neighborhoods in Bryan have been the scene of shootings in the last 15 hours. An argument that began Monday led to gunfire yesterday afternoon. One man was treated at a local hospital and released after he was shot in an apartment on Midwest Drive, which is located between Broadmoor and Tanglewood. This follows shots fired Tuesday night around 11 during an attempted robbery at a home on West 16th between Sims and MLK in south of Highway 21. Two people were taken to the hospital. A 27-year-old man is hospitalized in critical but stable condition. A 24-year-old woman was treated for minor injuries. Reaction continues from Washington on President Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey.
I'd had my concerns about Director Comey for some time because of the way he handled the Hillary email investigation. First going public to say that she did all these wrongs, but he wasn't going to prosecute her, and then to make statements about Abedin and then have some of those retracted.
Flores, speaking on our show, said the way Trump went about dismissing Comey was clumsy. Ryan Dolliver of College Station, like most two-year-old boys, loves to laugh, play, and be mischievous. Ryan does all of these things without realizing he's living with a condition that could kill him without warning. 6 months ago, Ryan was diagnosed with vascular Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. It's a life-threatening connective tissue disorder, and it affects all the tissues, arteries, and internal organs, making them extremely fragile. Kyle Dolliver, Ryan's dad, says with the diagnosis came several questions and very few answers.
I was just at my wit's end. I didn't know what else to do. And whenever you're faced with something that's as life-threatening as this is, know, I had to do anything and everything I could to help save his life.
So Kyle and his wife started Ryan's Challenge, an organization to spread awareness and raise money for research to find a cure.
50% of the kids that die on the football field are running track or playing baseball. The reason that they have died is because of vascular Ehlers Danlos or something that's closely related to it.
So this Friday, you can wear red to promote awareness for VEDS and use the hashtag #WearRed4VEDS. That's VEDS. You can also learn more about Ryan at ryanschallenge.org. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 73 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local news this morning at 8:30, or you can always check out our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details. Offer ends May 31st, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
812 News Talk 1620 WTAW in the WC Tractor Studio. Your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Brad Mitchell filling in right now for Scott DeLucia and taking a look at your weather right now.
Low pressure moving across Oklahoma this morning. We'll try to send some showers and thunderstorms our way. We were having the central part of the state this morning. Highs will be up around 85 today. Showers that have a tendency to end overnight, lows 65 to 70. Turning partly sunny and breezy for tomorrow, a high of 80 to 85. Tomorrow night clear, 60 to 65. Saturday sunny and quite warm. Highs will be somewhere between 85 and 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I got a little update on that Powerball lottery. It's no one won, so that means Saturday night's drawing is valued at $184 million. That's $112 million.
Again, more than we all have.
In cash, yeah. So if you're interested in that, you know, that whole money thing, then there you go. Mother's Day, of course, coming up on Sunday. And if you're not prepared yet, you need to get on the ball.
That would be me.
Me too.
Telling you about it now. Of course, it's Thursday. There was a lot of stuff in prep about Mother's Day today, and I figured, you know, I would save a lot of that stuff tomorrow for Scott when he comes back.
Yeah,
you know?
Sounds good.
But there were a couple of things I did want to mention, like the top three Mother's Day scams to look out for.
Scams?
They're scams?
Okay.
There are definitely scams. If you're buying a Mother's Day gift online, make sure it's from a legit website. Mother's Day is a really popular time of year for fraudulent sites to sell stolen merchandise.
Huh.
And a lot of them seem legit if you're not paying attention. All the graphics and ads on the site might look right, but instead of Zara.com, it might be Zara's with an S.
Oh.
That's not right. Their ads might even pop up on sites like Facebook, so be careful. A fraud protection firm looked at data from last few years and found the top three fake and stolen things that people actually buy for their mom on Mother's Day. Number one is luxury watches and jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, Kate Spade is a popular brand for bogus websites.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they buy the watches with stolen credit cards and then sell them at a discount. So if a deal seems too good to be true.
Probably is.
Probably is. Double check that site. Also, number two, vacation packages. Trips to Disneyland and Disney World in particular. So be careful if
Man, you guys are treating mom right.
Right?
Sorry, Mom.
I was about to say, yeah, it makes me feel
real
bad.
We're not
now.
Going to Disney World.
Not happening.
Probably talking to the people who don't need to go for the Powerball, I think.
Yeah, and the people who can afford just going to the real sites.
Yeah, definitely. But if you do that, be careful if they want you to pay with Bitcoins or iTunes gift cards.
What?
Or even through PayPal.
Who fall? Okay, PayPal I can see falling for something like that. Mm-hmm. But Yeah, just give me an iTunes gift card, and I'll send you this Kate Spade purse.
Seems legit, yeah.
Come on, people.
Number three, clothing. Be on the lookout for sketchy websites that sell shoes, high-end fashion stuff, and expensive things like leather jackets. Those also can very well be scammed goods, stolen, and trying to sell to you for quite a discount. You might be thinking you're getting a good deal, but in the end, you're getting stolen goods, not good. Speaking of moms, 79% of moms use at least one of these five phrases. Can you guess any of them?
Wait till your dad gets home.
That's actually a good one. That's a good one. It's not on here, but that's a great one. I can't believe that's not on here. The number five.
You're gonna poke your eye out.
I would think you guys, these are good, and they're not on this
list.
And
still not in the top five.
Yeah, somehow. Number one is because I said so.
Oh yeah, that is a good one.
That's 43% of people said their mom has used that. Number two, don't worry, everything will be okay.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. 40% all moms use that one.
Yeah, that's kind of part of their caring nature, you know. You'll always be my baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's 35% of moms have said that one. I'm always here to listen. 28% of moms have said that one. And you're stronger than you think you are. That's 26% of moms.
Okay.
I'm surprised, though, that some of the things that y'all said weren't on there, or maybe
I guess I just got in trouble more often than the others.
Right. Yeah, those were all very positive ones.
Yeah, like one, two.
Yep, the counting.
Two and a half. Yeah, what happens when you get to three? Nobody knows because
you never got to three.
If you're smart, you never let it get to three. So.
How about the one, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed.
Oh, yeah. That's
the worst.
Parents in general phrase right there that can just tear at your heart right there.
I heard all three of my names quite often when I was younger.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Or, not just one, not just two, but all three.
In the case of my grandma back in the day, she used to try to call out pretty much every other cousin's name before she got to our names. She'd be like, Randy, Ben, Frankie.
You know which one I'm talking about. Come here.
Yeah, she would, you over there. Yeah, so that's pretty funny. All right, I got your water cooler facts.
All right.
If you want to look smart around the office, these are the things you need to talk to your coworkers about. Shell Oil Company got the name Shell because when it started in 1833, it was a store that sold imported seashells. Didn't go into the oil business for another 50 years.
Wow.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Will Smith's first name is actually short for Willard, not William.
Okay.
But on
Willard.
But on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, his character's full name was William for some reason.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. The oldest living child of a president is Lyndon Bird Johnson Robb. She's Lyndon Johnson's oldest daughter, of course. She's 73.
Okay.
Number four, carrots are actually bad for rabbits and can cause health problems.
No way.
What's up, Doc? Yeah. Apparently, because of Bugs Bunny, pretty much everyone thinks that rabbits love carrots, but they're not good for them. And number five, Dr. Dre didn't know Eminem was white until they met in person, apparently.
Oh, how funny.
Dre says he was happy when he found out because, quote, it was so different. So good for them. That's those are your water cooler facts that you can talk about to your coworkers whenever they get in the morning.
And maybe either one of you know more about this than I do, but y'all remember Robin Big, the
yes.
show?
Yeah.
So Big died?
He did.
Yeah,
he passed
what
away.
Happened?
I didn't hear what happened, but yeah, it was, I saw, obviously, Facebook and Twitter kind of blew up with it, but yeah, he passed away.
Huh. So yeah, I saw a lot of other celebrities and athletes and just, you know, people in general on social media tweeting and Instagramming about it yesterday, so... Bad news.
Yeah,
sad news.
I want to say it was like a health condition or something,
okay.
Like a health problem.
Well, he was a very large person.
Yeah.
So.
Got a chance to meet him once also and just
really?
A really nice guy.
Cool.
Yes.
Oh,
no,
well,
just the
man.
Nicest guy. Like you hear about obviously reality TV stars and things like that.
Yeah.
But he did not fit that mold one bit.
Wow. Huh. That's such a sad thing. I know I saw something about Rob Dyrdek was pretty broken up about
it. Oh, of course. Yeah, he's the first one that I saw on social media tweeted about it, and he said, you know, something along the lines of, I don't even want to make this post. My heart is broken. I just can't imagine that, or I can't believe that this is actually going on or is real. So, yeah, tough day in that world.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so, like, in the words of Scott, wash your ears out with this one here. it's not actually a great story, but if you didn't know this, smiling in photos apparently makes you look old.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why all the celebrities don't smile. They do that little smirk, or they smize. They smile with their eyes. As Tyra Banks would say.
Yes.
Smize.
Well, apparently you need to stop smiling in your photos like you're happy or well-adjusted or something, because apparently it turns
Don't pretend you're mad at the world.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You're not doing yourself any favors, apparently, according to a new study out of Canada. Well, it's Canada. Come on. When you're smiling in a photo, it makes you look old, eh? The researchers found that when someone smiled in a picture, strangers guessed they were an average of 1 year older than they were.
Huh,
so,
interesting. Maybe because it makes you wrinkle.
That's actually exactly it. Researchers say it's because when you're smiling, it really accentuates the wrinkles in your face.
Who needed to do the study? I could have told you that.
So what facial expression should you use to make you look younger? Well, the researchers found that whenever people made a surprised face, it knocked 2 years off their age because it smooths out all your wrinkles. So if you're ready to go into a picture, ready to take a picture.
I don't know. My forehead gets pretty wrinkly when I look surprised.
Say cheese. And you just go, huh? What? We knew we were going to take this picture, right? We talked about it for about three minutes before we took it. So that's how you make yourself look younger in pictures.
Okay.
Coming up on TV tonight, the 10th season finale of Big Bang Theory. Those people make a whole lot of money.
Oh, my gosh. So much money. More than the Powerball, even.
Absolutely. Oh, boy. The series premiere of The American Race on TNT. That's where Charles Barkley travels the country to talk about racial issues. His first stop's in Baltimore. So that's coming on tonight on TNT at 9 o'clock. The first season finale of Riverdale is going to be on CW at 9 o'clock. That's that really strange Archie reboot of the Archie comics, but it's all it's all very
really
dark and kind of
Archie's all like the happy comics.
I know, it's very strange, very very strange. It's called Riverdale, and if you want to look that up, it's interesting. The second season finale of Chicago Med's coming on NBC.
Okay.
The fourth season finale of Mom is coming on CBS tonight at 9 o'clock. The second season finale of Life in Peace is on CBS also, and the second season finale of The Catch. Those are all coming on TV tonight. And if cable's your thing, over on Comedy Central, Trevor Noah has D.L. Hughley. So all that's what's going on TV tonight. Coming up a little bit later on, we're going to be talking to House of Representatives member Kyle Cassell. So don't go anywhere. It's 8:22 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A John Deere 25-horsepower tractor, check. Loader, check. Rotary cutter, check. Box blade, check. 20-foot Texas bragpipe trailer to haul it on, check. 6-year powertrain warranty, check. All of this for less than $20,000, check, check. Yes, a 25-horsepower tractor package from Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, loader, shredder, box blade, and 20-foot pipe trailer for $18,965 for a limited time only. For more information, visit the Sioux Falls Prater nearest you or cptractor.com.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over 1 million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Hey friends, don't let mosquitoes keep you indoors. This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. The Brazos Valley is too nice a place to stay indoors because of mosquitoes. And mosquitoes aren't just a nuisance, they're a health risk. The proven ABC mosquito misting system automatically sprays insecticide at preset times or on demand and kills mosquitoes in all parts of your yard. For mosquito misting, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
The College Station Mother's Day sale is this weekend with huge savings at College Station Ford Lincoln. Like a new Ford Escape for just $17,900. Great styling for mom in a new Escape for less than $18,000. Or maybe mom wants a Ford Expedition. 2017 Expeditions are $12,000 off. $12,000 off Ford Expeditions. Plus, Ford Explorers start at just $24,995. New Explorers for less than $25,000. Or lease a new Ford Edge for just $299. A month. Drive away for less than $75 a week in a new Ford Edge. College Station Ford employees love their mothers, and we want to wish all mothers a happy Mother's Day this weekend. Take advantage of huge SUV savings this weekend, like $12,000 off Expeditions, $299 a month Edges, and Escapes for just $17,900. Don't forget your mother this weekend, and don't forget to save thousands with a pink plate at College Station Ford Lincoln. CollegeStationFord.com.
Hobby Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Hobby Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over two decades. On Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
Bubba Dixon here at Tom Light Chevrolet. We're making this month amazing. With $9,348 in total savings on a 2017 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab, plus an extra $1,500 if you finance through GM Financial. Amazing savings are just part of the Tom Light experience you'll discover off North Earl Road Freeway in Bryan or at tomlight.com. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
44,865 MSRP, less 33,48 dealer discount, 6,000 factory rebates plus TT&L, ends May 31st.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 825. Taking a look at your weather right now. There's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 86. Tonight, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 a.m. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a low around 67. And coming up on Friday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 a.m. It's going to be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 82. Right now, it's 73 degrees in the Brazos Valley.
I'm Jennifer Kashenko with your Money Now. Aetna says it will pull out of the Affordable Care Act exchanges in Delaware and Nebraska next year, confirming that the insurer will exit all of the marketplaces where it currently sells plans. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, Aetna isn't the sole exchange insurer in any of its regions. Other large publicly traded insurers, including Anthem, Cigna, and Molina Healthcare, have said they are considering pulling back from the exchange business but haven't made any final decisions. Energy Secretary Rick Perry vowed to advocate for nuclear power as the nation looks for ways to fuel its economy and limit the effects of electricity generation on the environment. Perry made the comments during a visit to Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico, where nuclear research has been among the main focuses since the lab's founding years during World War II. Crude oil up 64 cents at $47.97 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a slightly lower open this morning. That's your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Throughout our history, America has broken up monopolies rather than allow them to control us. Standard Oil was broken up to form Texaco, Exxon, Chevron, and others. The ABC network came about when NBC was forced to split. It was the same with Pan Am and AT&T. But today, we face even a bigger monopoly threat. It has great power and control over our lives. Kim Commando with your Thursday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Microsoft's operating system controls most computers. For online searching, Google is king. Amazon controls online shopping. Apple and Google control smartphones. Facebook controls social media. From 40,000 feet, they don't look like a monopoly, but taken together, they become the tech sector, the frightful five, as the New York Times calls them. Ask yourself, when do these companies not touch you? Is it time to consider breaking them up? Get all the tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO. Here's a huge secret for cutting your printing costs in your small business or home office. If you do a lot of printing, then you know how crazy expensive it is to replace the ink cartridges. That's why here at the Kim Commando Show, we rely on the Epson EcoTank 4550 wireless all-in-one printer. This awesome printer has a huge refillable ink tank, and that means cartridge-free printing. Seriously, we never have to buy ink cartridges over and over. The best part is that the ink tank is so huge that we haven't even had to refill it yet. Can you imagine that? A printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to print up to 2 years or 8,500 pages without having to buy new ink. Think of how much money you can save each year. You really need to check out the Epson EcoTank 4550. Learn more right now by going to Epson.com/EcoTank. That's Epson.com/EcoTank to save money and time on your printing. Head over to Epson.com/EcoTank. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 73 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. Treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Tonight's College Station City Council meeting agenda includes possible action on closing a loophole in zoning regulations sought by owners of single-family homes.
It's kind of like the first time you try something or first time a model car comes out online, you know there's going to be some hiccups. Well, there are a few here. And I think we're going to be able to address that to the satisfaction of everyone.
Mayor Carl Mooney, visiting on our show, said city staff worked with residents around College Hills Elementary School to tighten development regulations to prevent the building of multifamily structures in older single-family neighborhoods. A Bryan woman is accused of defrauding the state for between $5,000 and $60,000 in Medicaid benefits and food stamps. 40-year-old Christina Ayala was indicted by a Brazos County grand jury on two charges. Both are related to Ayala not reporting another adult was living at her home and contributing to her household income. Ayala is out of jail after posting bonds totaling $30,000. One of two Bryan residents arrested on manslaughter charges following a one-car crash almost 3 years ago has entered a plea agreement with the district attorney's office. 24-year-old Eric Sanchez Cepeda was sentenced to 10 years for his part in the drunk driving-related death of Herman Rodarte. A co-defendant, 25-year-old Anna Zuniga, is scheduled to face a jury trial later this month. Bryan police are investigating two unrelated shootings in a 15-hour period. An argument that started Monday night continued yesterday and led to gunfire at an apartment on Midwest Drive, which is between Tanglewood and Broadmoor. A man was taken to a local hospital where he was treated and released. Tuesday night around 11, two people were shot during an attempted robbery at a home on West 16th, about one block south of Highway 21. BPD reports a 27-year-old man is hospitalized in critical but stable condition. A 24-year-old woman was treated for minor injuries. It's Drinking Water Week, an effort to educate people on tap water and drinking water utilities. The city of College Station is helping with water conservation by replacing 5,000 residential water meters over the next two months. Water Resource Coordinator Jennifer Nations on our show explained the number one way to conserve water.
If you have a sprinkler system, leave it off unless the landscape actually needs to use it.
Nation says you should also compare your water meter readings with your bill each month to ensure you don't have a water leak. Nation says the meter replacement project, which should be completed by June, will better monitor water usage, plan for future water needs, and support water conservation. Tomorrow, you're asked to wear red for Veds Day. It's part of Ryan's Challenge, a local nonprofit created to promote awareness and raise money for research of a life-threatening disease that affects at least one little boy in our community. It was after a harmless trip to the zoo when the Dolliver family found out their two-year-old Ryan had something seriously wrong with him.
And we had him in a stroller all day. And at the end of the day, we got home, took his shirt off, and he had a bruise from the bottom of his spine to the top of his
Kyle Dolliver, Ryan's father, says Ryan was diagnosed with vascular Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, or VEDS. VEDS affects all tissues, arteries, and internal organs, making them extremely fragile and can cause severe bruising. For more information on the organization and to learn about Ryan's story, visit ryanschallenge.org. WTAW News Time is 8:34, 73 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Howdy, this is John Jarvis. I've sold many of you track loaders and mini excavators over the past 12 years. Well, now Felix Gallegos and myself have started our own construction equipment sales and service company, ASAP Equipment. We are at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack. Call ASAP Equipment today if you need your equipment serviced or repaired at 979-353-0911. 979-353-0911 or visit us at asapequip.com.
This is T. Dipple with Brenham National Bank. We are celebrating our 84th anniversary. We have remained independent because that is how we can serve our customers best. We thank our customers for all of their support over the years and are again honored to receive the Banner Press Reader's Choice Award for Favorite Bank. Brenham National Bank is here to meet all of your banking needs. If you are considering the purchase of a new home, we offer low fixed rate mortgages. If you're a small business owner, we will be your biggest champion. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank will be in your corner every step of the way. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dear John, I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to when you checked on me? I don't want to leave, but remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range today. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
You won't believe the Mother's Day savings going on now at Brazos Valley Hyundai. Like $5,000 off 2017 Hyundai Elantras and 2017 Hyundai Tucsons. $5,000 off. You choose. Or get $7,000 off 2017 Hyundai Santa Fe Sports. $7,000 off Santa Fe Sports at Brazos Valley Hyundai. And wait for it, $9,000 off 2017 Hyundai Sonata. A brand new Hyundai Sonata for $9,000 off. We're located on the Highway 6 bypass at Briarcrest, so come see us or find your new ride first at BrazosValleyHyundai.com. Plus, you can't go wrong with the best in the business Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. We love our moms at Brazos Valley Hyundai, and we don't want you to forget yours this weekend. So save big with $5,000 off Elantras and Tucsons, $7,000 off Santa Fe Sports, and $9,000 off Sonatas. Only this weekend and only at Brazos Valley Hyundai. See for yourself at BrazosValleyHyundai.com.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
738 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Taking a look at your weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Dirt Last Roof, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Could have some showers and thunderstorms in our future. We've got low pressure off to the north. It's going to push a cold front across the state today, and that could kick off a round of showers and thunderstorms for us. Temperatures near 85 later today. There's a chance of showers into tonight, but they'll end. Lows will be 65 to 70. Turning partly sunny and breezy tomorrow, somewhere between 80 and 85. Sunshine and warm Saturday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Heading over to Austin right now. Going to talk to House of Representatives member Kyle Cassell. How you doing today this morning, sir?
Good, Brad. How are you today?
I am fantastic. Okay, so first of all, give us an update on the legislation you filed that we were talking about last week.
Wow, you got to make my mind. We've already heard 200 other bills, and I can't remember what we're talking about. The last few bills we've knocked out, got moved over to the Senate, where our surviving spouse of our first responders, workers' comp stuff, so that's moving, and we've got a Senate sponsor, so that's a good deal. We're at the end of our rope. We've got one piece of legislation that was on early on Monday's calendar, and if I read my calendar right today, it's Thursday.
Indeed.
And I may get to lay that one out before midnight, and I may not.
Oh, all right. You guys are going pretty late tonight, huh?
Tonight is the last night to hear House bills. So when the clock strikes 12:01, if an individual representative is in the middle of a bill layout, that bill, if it does not have a Senate companion, is going to have to wait till 2019.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. So yesterday you guys voted on HB 3859, which is going to allow adoption agencies to reject potential parents over religious beliefs. If you can give more background about the bill and why you support it.
Well, I look at it from the simple view for, as a Catholic member of this legislative body. Catholic Charities provides a large number of placements for these children, and they want to continue to do that, but they can't be forced to take children or put people with the parents if there's some religious if their faith is conflicted on with that I'm sorry, with that placement, and I apologize.
That's all right.
Not only one cup of coffee this morning, and trying to get primed to go to midnight.
Oh, you guys are busy over there. I totally understand. Definitely. Also, yesterday you voted for HB 39, which overhauls the Department of Family and Protective Services, but it adds an amendment to ban welfare workers from giving emergency vaccinations to children they remove from homes until parents give their consent. Correct.
Correct. And you know that a. Time period of placement. It said they're in a temporary placement, and you know that's where I think a lot of the contention came, because some, you know, I read it as temporary, meaning a few days, and you know some people aren't aware of that. That could be a few days to many years. But if that parental consent is not there, it got very diluted, and the conversation lost its focus. You know, there was no provision for vaccinations in there, and it probably shouldn't have been germane to the bill. So we had a lot of contention. It didn't help the floor debate, and it continued that bill a lot longer than it should have. You know, the emergency item with Child Protective Services and Wealth, that, you know, it's not as simple as one bill. There's 3 to 5 bills out there to meet the governor's emergency item and revamping the Child Protective Services Agency.
Talking to House Representatives Member Kyle Cassell, we did get a text message from somebody who wanted me to ask you about HB 2567. They feel like it's a bill that makes people give up their property rights to the Texas Forest Service. Can you speak on that at all?
I'm trying to remember that bill in my head. Is that the bill that the Texas Forest Service down around the Woodlands, or can you give me some better scope? My team's hustling to help find that bill.
You know, that's all the information that they gave me on it was just 2567.
I understand it's from a good friend of ours, our neighbor to the east, Ernest Bells, that represents part of that East Texas corridor over there, and I apologize.
Oh, that's all right. You guys are working hard over there, and we really appreciate the work that you're doing. Is there anything else that you'd like to mention about the things that you guys are looking over tonight?
Well, let's put everything in perspective, and I think that's what the viewers need to understand. We're at the last day to hear House bills, and at this point, the governor has only signed 6 bills.
Wow.
And only one of those is a House bill. So when I got elected the second time, I'm like, oh, this is going to be easy. And I promise you today, these 3 sessions have been nothing alike. And if people like limited government, the process has worked to their favor this time. This will probably be the fewest bills ever signed by a governor or passed by a legislature in Texas. So it's going to be an interesting end at the end of May.
Well, as somebody who's personally for limited government, that sounds pretty interesting and good to me, and we really appreciate your calling in this morning and giving us an update on what's going on over there in Austin. We talk to Representative Kyle Cassell every Thursday. Thanks for calling in, sir. We really appreciate it.
Brad, have a great week. We'll see you guys this weekend.
You as well. All right, moving over to the city of Bryan. Kayla's here with City Engineer Paul Casper. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing great.
All right. So you guys have some infrastructure updates for going on for us, right?
Absolutely. I thought we'd talk about capital improvement projects today. And over the past couple months, we've been having discussions and presentations with our city council about looking at our next five-year CIP program. We do this every 2 years where we have our bond issuance and debt issuance on a schedule for issuance every 2 years. And what we're looking at adopting here in the near future is a slate of five-year projects for the years 2018 through 2022. We're going to have another presentation at the workshop next Tuesday for City Council. That workshop presentation will really include kind of the culmination of input we've received so far, presenting a draft group of projects. I thought I might go through a few of those today just to say, you know, these are in the draft program, certainly not approved by council yet, and that hopefully would happen later this summer on our normal schedule. So South College Avenue project, you start seeing some construction that's already out there, the actual reconstruction of the roadway from Villa Maria to Sulphur Springs, that's included in the funding for that. That construction should be starting very shortly. We've got various sidewalk improvements included in that CIP proposed program as well along Broadmoor and Rustling Oaks. Another large project is the Coulter Avenue reconstruction. So we have a reconstruction project from South College to 29th Street. It includes bike lanes, sidewalks, completely rebuilding the road and all the utilities. Another one we're looking at doing in phases is Woodville Road reconstruction. So that one we're trying to squeeze in there as well. We also have Old Hearn Road. Those who've been driving that road know we have it under construction right now. There's another phase of that planned with this program that would take it up to Texas Avenue and through that intersection. So that's included in this five-year forecast. Some other projects that maybe are not city initiated where we're building it, but partnerships with others. And so the development agreements with folks that are building the Oakmont subdivision, extending University Drive is part of that. And so that's included in this five-year forecast. A few other significant projects that are partnerships with TxDOT and the MPO, the Metropolitan Planning Organization, is where the city would provide design for these projects, and then TxDOT would construct them through federal funds available through the MPO. And those projects, and Brian would be William Joel Bryan from Texas Avenue to Earl Rudder, a reconstruction of certain parts of that, adding some improvements at intersections, pedestrian and bicycle improvements, safety improvements in terms of access medians and things like that. Very busy corridor there. And then another one, and that limits goes from Earl Rudder to Texas Avenue. And then the other project will be Texas Avenue, which is a large project all the way from University Drive on the south end of town to the north end of Highway 21. Similar kind of improvements with sidewalks and medians and intersection improvements, traffic signals and that like. So all of those are really trying to improve the modes of transportation for everybody.
And that's a long stretch of road there on Texas Avenue all the way.
A very long stretch. And a lot of that really could see those sidewalk improvements. I think there's a few sections here and there where we have sidewalks, but a lot of them are missing completely. So,
wow, yeah.
Looking forward to that. And then a couple of last projects. You know, we've talked a lot about drainage and Brian, so we've tried to squeeze as many drainage improvement projects as we could in this program. Things like culvert improvements in North Bryan along Still Creek, storm sewer improvements in areas of town, including Melba Circle, Wayside, Carter Creek, Hillside, Bristol, Esther, just to give a few examples of ones we're trying to include in this program. And finally, we have funding in there proposed for Super Park, has been discussed a good bit, and some Little League improvements. And the final thing to highlight would be downtown quiet zone, trying to fund the improvements that would lead us to being able to establish a quiet zone in downtown.
All right, interesting.
So a lot squeezed into that proposed five-year program. Again, council should take action sometime later this summer officially on that five-year program. And then we've got a lot under construction currently.
Yeah.
So whether you consider 28th Street project, it's almost wrapping up, but we've recently added a couple of blocks to that, so a little bit longer on construction. West 26th Street is really, it seems like a simple project, but it's almost like 10 city blocks because we're doing streets on either side of it. It's a large project that's under utility construction right now. We have pavement coming later on this year. It always takes a while for folks to see the final improvement of the pavement coming out of the ground as a lot of utility work goes ahead of it. Wrapping up our cemetery expansion, We've got fire station number 2 reconstruction underway. A lot of progress been made on that. We've gone vertical. We've dried in the building as the end of this week. Should be completely dried in, ready to continue inside construction and the rest of the site. I know folks have put up with a lot of traffic concerns along 29th Street associated with our St. Joseph Hospital area improvements. And
Indeed,
we understand we're trying to move that along as quickly as possible. Should see a shift of traffic here over the next couple of weeks as we open up part of that's been under construction for a while. So there are a lot of improvements are happening this week and next week to try to anticipate that being able to happen. And then there's still a good bit of construction to go on. A lot of the overhead poles and things will have to have those wires put underground. So the conduits have been going in, but that conversion has to happen still before we can really truly open up a lot of the improvements we've made. Few last projects, South College Avenue. Getting under construction. If folks have been driving there, you'll see a lot of utility work underway that's associated right now with the BTU subcontractor who's putting in the conduits for being able to convert overhead to underground. You'll see the city contract starting very soon where we will be reconstructing the road from Villa Maria back to Sulphur Springs. So we'll get a lot busier there, and traffic control will be another 29th Street to everyone to worry about. Old Hearn Road is really under construction. A lot of the residential area has been complete around it or substantially complete, and we're really working on the intersection of Wilkes and Old Hearn right there around Bonham School. So that work will continue all throughout the summer. And final thing is ADA improvements around our municipal office building. So
that's a lot of stuff.
Having to get those done for our ADA transition plans.
A lot of stuff going
on. Appreciate you letting me give you an update.
Absolutely. City Engineer Paul Casper, thanks for joining us. And Kayla, you got some things to announce for the city events, right?
Yes, we sure do. On Saturday, it's every year, on Mother's Day weekend, is the Bryan City Cemetery Cleanup Event. This is hosted by the Bryan Parks and Recreation Department. The city provides topsoil if you're interested in helping us level graves. We do ask you to bring your hand tools and then a covered dish, because we have a potluck lunch for you to share with the fellow volunteers. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and all the details are online at bryantx.gov, but we are looking for volunteers. So if you have time, please come out and help us beautify the Bryan City Cemetery on North Texas Avenue. And then also save the date for May 20th in downtown Bryan. That's the spring sip and shop, something like that. Yeah. The Downtown Bryan Spring Sip and Shop is May 20th, and tickets are available online at downtownbryan.org. And then you can also purchase them in store for $5 off. So there are participating businesses in Downtown Bryan. If you wanted to get a heads up and browse around and save $5 on your tickets, we encourage you to do so. And then also, from an employment standpoint, we are still seeking lifeguards, camp counselors, and recreation attendants to fill positions to help our summer programs. So if you're interested, if you go to bryantxjobs.com, the application is there online. And if you're not a certified lifeguard already, we will pay you to not only work as a part-time lifeguard, but cover the certification fee if you stay with us the entire summer. So it's a pretty lucrative opportunity. Last thing, we're testing for firefighter and EMT personnel to join the Bryan Fire Department. To save your seat, you need to apply online at bryantx.gov/fire no later than June 21st.
That's excellent. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, guys, from the city of Bryan for joining us. We really appreciate it. Moving on over to Leah from the Aggieland Humane Society. How you guys doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing great. What do you got for us today?
Well, we are looking to this weekend being the FEMA's National Pet Preparedness Day. Hurricane season starts June 1st, and we are going to be participating in a simulation evacuation situation with the local county emergency management office. And that just brings us to reminding everybody that, you know, we're not talking even just hurricanes, you know, the tornadoes up in the Canton area, flooding, whatever it is. What are you going to do with your pets? So a lot of times people are kind of really struggling at the end. What are we going to do? When are we going to go? Where are we going to go with our pets?
Yes.
So that's something we want you to keep in mind. And then just to be prepared if something were to happen, it could just be a bad rainstorm when your pets get out and you're at work.
Yeah.
So we can't encourage microchipping enough, having microchip and having ID on your pet at all times. And we always joke that we have the cleanest dogs in all the area because, my dog got out and it didn't have its collar on because I gave it a bath. or I was going to give it a bath. Well, keep the collars on as much as possible. You know, if you give them a bath, put the collars right back on. Just, I can't stress how important that is. If you find a dog, to leave the collar on, even yes. if we've had some folks that mail us collars because they're like, well, I couldn't read the tags as the dog was jumping around. So I took the collar off. Here's the collar because the dog got away from me. Leave the collar on. I know it's crazy. Some people are probably out there going, why would you take the collar off a dog you found? And it's just they meant goodwill, but that did happen where they took the collar off. So have your pets microchipped. You can get microchips from your vet clinics. We also provide microchipping as well anytime we're open. So anytime during business hours, come by, $25 to have your pet microchipped. And while you're there, we're actually nationally registering it for you while you're there as it's going into our system. It's going out into the national 24-hour pet watch system. If you're not sure what your current pet has on them for a microchip, or if they are or not, or the data that's associated with that, just bring your pet by, or if you know what the chip number is, you can call us. But if you don't, just bring your pet by and we'll scan your pet and let you know what we could find if your pet were to end up in this shelter. And that's super important. You know, you've changed houses, phone numbers, et cetera, et cetera. Add some additional contacts on there as well so that we can get those pets back to you. We have our pit bull adoption special going on right now. So all pit bull adoptions, $12. You can check out all this information on our website, aggielandhumane.org.
All right. Thanks for joining us, Leah. We really appreciate this
Thank
morning.
Thank you.
All right.
That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Looking for the perfect gift? Stop by Texas Truck Riggins for a gift certificate. They have everything to spruce up your truck or SUV. From grill guards, toolboxes, and spray-in bed liners to diesel performance chips, headache racks, step bars, and powder coating. The perfect gift is a gift certificate from Texas Truck Riggins.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
When you're a nurse, you know that every day you will touch a life or a life will touch you. Hospice Brazos Valley, the only nonprofit hospice in the area, thanks their nurses who are the beating heart of their mission. Hospice Brazos Valley nurses dispense comfort, compassion, and hope to their patients and families, and in 28 years of serving the community, have cared for over 15,000 patients. To learn more about a nursing career, visit HospiceBrazosValley.org or contact Mike Roth, Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and presidential candidate. These are great days. The grass is green and the sun is brightly shining. It's a time of planting and harvesting. It won't be long till America's gardens are overflowing. I love it. Wouldn't it be great if we could put these days in a bottle? I have recently learned that there just may be a way. A company named Harvest Right has a new invention, a home freeze dryer. With it, you can preserve the wonderful fresh tastes that come out of America's gardens. It's like capturing a bit of the sun itself. My family has a Harvest Right freeze dryer. We use it to preserve garden fresh strawberries, tomatoes, and corn. We even freeze dry our favorite home cooked meals. We love our home freeze dryer and know you will too. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-862-3133. That's harvestright.com or 800-862-3133.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Man, a lot of stuff today. Had to get through quite a bit.
It was more like Chit Chat Thursday.
I know, right?
Versus Chit Chat Wednesday.
Didn't even have a chance to get through Bravo Brazos Valley again.
Sorry, Tom.
That's all right,
though. We'll get to you tomorrow.
Yeah, he's definitely got it tomorrow. We do have just a little bit of time, though. Thought I'd bring this up. A Minnesota man's been brought back from the dead after 3 decades.
Oh, what? Really?
Well, sort of. Okay. For some reason, the Internal Revenue Service decided that Adam Ronning was dead 29 years ago when he was just 4 years old. But Ronning has tried for years to prove he's very much alive, but the IRS wouldn't change their records. Finally, thanks to the help of U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar, I believe, Klobuchar is how you say her name, the government now accepts that Adam is actually a living, breathing person. Senator Klobuchar says that the IRS now owes Ronning about $20,000 in tax refunds.
There you go.
So it worked out for him, I think, a little bit. That's pretty interesting. So not all bad for the guy, I suppose. And finally, it's probably easier to admit the drugs are yours than try to lie and say they're in your hand. And try to lie since they're in your hand. Kenneth Harrison, who's 35, was pulled over in Crestview, Florida. As police approached his car, he ran and was found emptying a cigarette box onto the ground, at which point he told the cop, "Sir, I'm not going to lie, I sell dope." They also found more than
$1,000. Honesty is the best policy.
Yeah, they found more than $1,000 in his pocket, and he was charged with possession of a controlled substance and resisting arrest. So probably a better idea to just go ahead and admit it, I imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that was actually supposed to be something different here. There we go. Scott will be back tomorrow.
Jason, thanks for joining us.
Glad I could be here to help out.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it.
Not a problem.
We're News Talk 1610-20. We're first in news, weather, and sports. It's WTAW College Station. Brian, it's 9 o'clock.